Didsbury. The Didsbury Aquatic Center has seen a marked increase in usage by Olds and area patrons visiting the local facility due to the temporary closure of the Olds pool facility, according to Chief Administrative Officer Ethan Gorner. In his monthly report to council presented at last week's council meeting, Gorner outlined a number of activities and projects underway in town and involving town staff. We are seeking increased attendance of Olds and area patrons, who are utilizing our facility during the extended closure of the Olds Aquatic Center for repairs and improvements, which is expected to reopen in mid-November, he said. In September and October, up to the 25th, 864 Olds patrons visited the Didsbury facility for swim lessons, aquafit, and public swim, compared with 186 during the same period in 2022, officials said. The Didsbury Aquatic Center saw significant use throughout the summer, with summer fun rentals and other programs being very well attended, he said. He also updated council on the Didsbury train station renovation project, which had a budget of $65,000. The exterior portion of the Didsbury train station occurred between July and September, he said. The work included sanding, priming, and repainting of the outside of the facility, railing and deck, and involved Longhorn painting, which did a tremendous job in restoring the beauty of this heritage building, he said. The project cost was partially covered, $24,237, by Alberta Culture Heritage Preservation Partnership Program funding, with the total cost coming in at $52,692. The cost from reserves being $28,455. The train station saw the replacement of the handicap ramp, staircases and some railing. These improvements ensure safe access to our facility, while preserving its heritage aspects and charm, he said. Coun. Ethan Williams said he was glad to see the project came in under budget. Sal Gorner also updated council on the ongoing Jets Park landscaping project. The landscaping portion of the outlying plan project pathway and landscaping continuing into the fall, he said. To date, the pathway has been installed, trees from the Didsbury Cemetery have been repurposed along the pathway, fresh gravel has been installed for deliveries and garbage collection on the north side of the property, and additional trees and shrubs have been planted on site. Outstanding to date is signage, bike racks, site leveling and seating, and minor fencing repairs, he said. The curling rink HVAC replacement project saw two HVSC units installed, at a total cost of both units with installation coming in at $45,579. The Memorial Complex lobby flooring project saw work in the complex and the lobby of the Aquatic Center, with a spray-on polyurea concrete coating system utilized to create a non-slip, aesthetically pleasing surface. The total project cost was $24,390. Regarding the town-owned Rosebud Valley Campground, he said, the summer camping season at the campground was another success in 2023. Achieving $50,457 from April to September, and $60,871 year-to-date in revenues, he said. The campground began transitioning to winter camping mid-October. The town hosted two hockey camps at the arena, the Mountain View Colts Camp and the Edge Hockey School, he noted. Gorner's report also included an update on the third quarter, July 1 Sept. 30, development permits applications. Two principal dwelling unit permits were issued for projects worth $430,000, bringing the year's total as of September 30 to $1.5 million. 14 permits were issued for garages, sheds, decks, additions, demotions and secondary suites totaling $1.07 million, bringing the yearly total to date to $3.24 million. There were no commercial retail unit permits issued in the third quarter. His report also included recent Didsbury Fire Department statistics. During the quarter, members responded to 85 calls, including 18 EMS assists, 5 gas leak calls, 14 motor vehicle collisions, 5 outside fires, and 2 woodland fires. Of the 85 calls, 43 were in town and 34 in the rural area around Didsbury. Also, members responded to 7 mutual aid calls in the rural area and 1 in a neighboring urban center. Council accepted Gorner's report as information.